All right, welcome everybody to Hebrew Club, Moadon Ivrit, which in Hebrew translates Club Hebrew, which has a double entendre of its own. We are here during the break, continuing with our study of the Joseph story, specifically Genesis chapter 45, and we had just gotten through verse 13, in which Joseph had revealed himself to his brothers, if you remember the scene, and now he was explaining to them what had happened and giving them commands as to what they're supposed to do. And so we're going to finish this chapter, chapter 45, which has, of course, a beautiful ending to this whole story that we've read up to this point. And so we're going to start with verse 14. Vayipol al Zavrei Binyamin Achiv Vayevk uBinyamin Baka al Zavarav. And he fell on the neck of Benjamin, his brother. Notice the vayipol is a first nun verb from nafal. And notice the form zavrei. That is a plural construct. So it's quite literally, and he fell on the necks of Benjamin, Achiv, his brother. Why it's plural, it's hard to say. The plural form occurs in reference to a singular person in two other places, Judges chapter 5, and a little earlier in Genesis. Remember when Jacob deceived his father by putting hair on his neck, it says there, it uses the plural as well. So I don't know if it's some peculiarity of dialect or style or something like that. But anyway, it's obviously he fell on the neck of Benjamin, his brother, Vayevk, and he wept. Again, a call, imperfect vav, consecutive from baka, to weep. And we'll see this word a couple other times. Okay, uBinyamin and Benjamin baka. Here it is, third masculine singular call. And Benjamin wept on Zavarav, on his neck. All right. Verse 15. Vayenashek lekolechav vayevk alehem vacharekein dibru echavito. And he kissed from nashak. Notice that that's a pl, imperfect vav consecutive. And he kissed. The lamed here then is an indicator of the direct object. And he kissed all echav, his brothers. Notice you can tell the plural brother, brothers from the singular brother. If there is a one dot under the chet, then it's singular. If there's anything else, it's plural. So he kissed his brothers, vayev, and he wept upon them. Again, there's that form, baka. Okay, ve'achare came, and after this, dibru, his brothers spoke with him. And that, of course, means they had a kind of a regular conversation as members of a family would. There was not the formality, probably. There was not the fear that we had seen in the previous exchange between Joseph and his brothers, in which they couldn't speak unless they were spoken to, and they were very frightened. So here they spoke to him. Verse 16. Ve'hakol nishma beit paro lemor ba'u ache Yosef va'itav be'enei paro u'be'enei avadav. Okay, ve'hakol, and now you know this word as voice or sound, but here it would have to mean something like report. And the report nishma was heard. Nifal, perfect, third masculine, singular. And the report was heard, Beit Paro, in the house of Pharaoh. So notice that you have an accusative here. There's no preposition, but as we've seen frequently throughout this section, it's clear that it means the place, where. So, and the report was heard in the house of Pharaoh. So in English, you'd have to supply the preposition. In Hebrew, you don't have to. All right, same saying, Ba'u, that's from Bo, they have come, namely the Ache Yosef, the brothers of Joseph have come. Vayitav, and it was good, from Yatav, notice, call imperfect, vav consecutive. And it was good, be'ene, in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants. Verse 17. Vayomer paro el Yosef, emor el acheka zot asu, ta'anu et Be'irkem, u lakubo u artsa kena'an. This is kind of interesting because notice Pharaoh is talking here, okay? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, now notice how he uses imperatives, emor, an imperative, call imperative from Amar. See, speak or say to Acheka, your brothers. Okay? Now the quote starts after Acheka. Say to your brothers, Zotasu, this do. In English we'd say something like, do this. Again, the Asu is a call imperative from Asa. Remember the final root letter of those third hays drop off when you add the vocalic ending. This do. Ta'anu. This is again a call imperative from Anan, a not very common word. It means to load up, very similar to a word like Nasa or something like that, which is more common. So this do. Load up at Bet Yerkem. Load up your beast, namely your cattle. Again, this is a less common word for behema or bakar or something like that. So load up your beast of burden. Now notice you have two imperatives here, and it's kind of odd. Notice how the leku functions. That's an imperative from halak, and it seems almost to function as an exclamatory particle. Notice the next word is from bo. Again, another imperative. Bo usually means to come or to enter, but here the direction is just the opposite. He's really telling the brothers to go back to Canaan. And you'll see the difference in usage as you see it here between this verse and the next verse where it is used. So here you'd have to translate it as go on to the land of Canaan. See, he's kind of emphasizing lekubou. See, go on back to the land of Canaan. And now notice he continues with the imperatives in verse 18. Ukehu from lakach, another imperative, and take et avikem, your father, ve'et batekem, that's from bite, house, and take your households, see, ubo'u. Now notice how bo'u means the opposite direction, and come to me, that's the more customary usage. So notice that within two verses you have bo with two different meanings. In the one it has to be translated from the perspective of Pharaoh, leave me, the other one, come to me, see. So take your father and your households and come to me. Ve'etna, notice that that is from Natan, a call imperfect. Notice the form is cohortative. Alright? So you could translate it almost following the imperative as purpose. Come to me so that I might give to you. Or you could just simply translate it as is. Come to me and I will give to you et tuv, the good stuff. Notice that that is tuv, a substantive, meaning good things. I will give you the good stuff of the land of Egypt. Okay, notice the construct chain there. Tuv, Eretz, Mitzrayim. Ve'iklu, another imperative from Akal, and eat the fat of the land. So the whole verse goes, U'laku et avikem, and take your father, ve'et ba'atekem, and your household, uvo'u, and come elai to me. Ve'etna, and I will give lakem to you et tuv eretz Mitzrayim, the good of the land of Egypt. Ve'iklu, and eat chelev ha'aretz, the fat of the land. Okay? Verse 19. He continues his speech here. Pharaoh is still talking. Ve'ata zuveta zot asu, kechu lakem me eretz Mitzrayim, agalot letafkem ve'lin shekem, unesatem et avikem, uvatem. Okay, and you, notice the emphasis, and as for you, zuveta, you have been commanded. Alright, that's from zava, and notice it's a pu'al. It usually occurs in the pl, to command. The he at the end is just for orthography. You sometimes see the second masculine singular written with a he. And as for you, you are commanded. Again, you have the, here's the quotes now. Zot asu, this do. Okay, so he's still talking to Joseph, commanding him what to tell his brothers. This do. Kehu, take for yourself, me'eretz, from the land of Egypt, agalot, carts, wagons. It's going to be a wagon train going back and forth from Canaan. For tafkem, for your children. From taf, simple noun for children. For your children. Right? And lin shekem, for your wives. Unesatem, and carry avikem, your father. See, and take up your father. That's from nasa. Now notice that this is a vav plus perfect, second masculine plural. he seems to have exchanged imperatives here for these vav plus perfects. Remember, there's a lot of context in which this particular form has an imperative nuance, and he certainly still is giving orders here. So semantically, how much distinction there is between the two forms, it's hard to say. Some scholars suggest that semantically there's not a great distinction in meaning, at least any that we can discern, that the difference is stylistic or something like that. But notice how he switches here. He's been using imperatives the whole time, and here he changes forms. And take up your father and come. And we can't really, at least I can't, discern any difference in meaning between the two forms here. All right, as if here he's being less urgent than he was in the previous verses. I don't know if that really rings true or not. Okay. Anyway, verse 20. Ve'ein kem al tachos al kele kem ki tuv kol eretz mitzrayim lakem hu. And your eye, let it not. Now notice that this is tachus. It's from the root chus. All right, and it is a call imperfect. Actually kind of a call jussive form. And let not your eye be worried about your stuff. Chus means to pity or to have compassion on, but here in this context it obviously means don't worry about your stuff, see. Ki, for the good of all the land of Egypt, lakemhu, to you it is. See, so in English we'd say, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. Lakem is kind of possessive here. And you might even want to translate that tuv as a superlative. For the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. Verse 21. Vayasu Cain b'nei Yisrael. And the children of Israel, or the sons of Israel, did so. Cain. See? Vayiten lahem Yosef agalot al pi paro. And Joseph gave to them. Notice the preposition. When you have a short preposition, it normally follows a verb, and that's what you have here. And Joseph gave to them carts or wagons at the mouth of Pharaoh, or at the command of Pharaoh. P is the construct form of pet, mouth. At the mouth or command of Pharaoh. Vayitain lahem, and he gave to them tzeda, provision ladar, for the road, for the way. Okay? Verse 22. Lekulam natam laish chalifot semalot u levin yamin natan shalosh meo kesef. Vechamesh chalifot semalot. And to all of them, lekulam, see, to them all, natan, he gave laish, to each one. Notice you kind of have a distributive meaning for laish here. To all of them he gave, to each one, to all of them he gave, to each one, chalifot, changes of semalot, changes of clothes, from simla semalot. U le Binyamin, and to Benjamin he gave shelosh, 300 kesef, 300 pieces of silver. All right, vechamesh, and 5 chalifot, changes of semalot, 5 changes of clothes. All right, verse 23. U le avi shalach kezot asara chamorim nosim mituv mitzrayim. The eser atzonot nesaot bar valechem umazon leaviv laderek. And to his father he sent kezot as follows. Kolot. See, and to his father he sent as follows. Asara chamorim. Asara means 10. So 10 donkeys. Nosim. Notice that that's a call participle from nasa. And it's a supplementary participle. He sent as follows. 10 donkeys carrying from the good stuff of Egypt. See? The eser atonot and 10 she donkeys, that's atonot, nosots. Notice now you have the feminine call participle. So 10 she donkeys carrying bar, grain, valechem, and food, umazon, and provision, la'aviv, for his father, la'derek, for the way. Verse 24. Vayeshalach et echav, vayelku, vayomer alehem al tirgezu baderek. And he sent his brothers, Vayelaku, Vayeleku, and they went. Notice that that's from Halak, and they went. Vayomer, and he said Alehem, and he said to them, Al Tirgazu, don't be afraid along the way. Now you can know why he said that, because remember the last two times they had quite a bad time when things were discovered in their bags and they were accused and all those kinds of things. So this time he calms their nerves and says, you don't got to be afraid, you're going to get home without any more incidents from me. Okay, that's from ragaz, notice, means to tremble. And it can mean to tremble with joy, but it can usually means to tremble with fear, and that's what is obviously meant here. Okay, verse 25. Vaya'alu Mitzrayim, vayavo'u Eretz Kana'an el Yaakov avihem. And they went up from Egypt, from Allah, again a call imperfect. And they went up from Egypt, vayavo'u, and they came, Eretz Kana'an. And they came to the land of Canaan. Notice that you don't have a locative hay on the word Eretz here. And the Masoretic note indicates that this is the reading that is supposed to be. You're not supposed to add one. And they came to the land of Canaan, El Yaakov, to Jacob, Avihem, their father. All right, verse 26. Vayagidu lo lemor, O Yosef chai, vekihu Moshel bekol, Eretz Mitzrayim. Okay. And they told him, saying, see that Vayagidu is a hifil from Nagad. We've seen it quite frequently throughout this. And they reported to him as follows, Od, still Joseph Chai. Still Joseph is alive. Vekihu, and moreover, he Moshel, he is ruling in all the land of Egypt. That Moshel is a call participle. Moreover, he is ruling in the land of Egypt. Vayapag libo. Notice that vayapag is a hollow verb, pug. And you can tell that because of the kamats under the performative. Vayapag. And his heart grew numb. See, in English we'd say, his heart skipped a beat. His heart stopped. Ki lo he'amin, because he did not believe them. He'amin is a hifil from aman. Aman means to be trusted, to be certain in the hifil, to believe. And he did not believe them. Okay? Verse 27. Vayed abru elav, and he said to them, and they said to him, or they told him, et kol al divrei, the words of Joseph, asher diber, which he had said, alehem, to them. Alright? Vayar, and he saw, from ra'ah, and he saw et ha'agalot, and he saw the wagons, asher shalach Yosef, which Joseph had sent, la seit. Notice that here is an infinitive construct from nasa, seit, and the lamed attached to it. The whole construction is one of purpose. See, carts which Joseph had sent in order to carry oto, him. Vatechi ruach, and his spirit became alive. I'm sorry, the spirit of Jacob, Avihem, their father, became alive. Alright? Which you can understand why. Alright, now notice what he says. Vayomer Yisrael. Then Israel said, Rav, enough. Od Yosef beni chai. My son, yet Joseph, my son, is alive. See, or we'd say, my son Joseph is still alive. Elka. Notice that this is from Halak, a call coercive. Let me go, ve'er'ennu, from ra'ah, imperfect call, first common singular with a third masculine singular suffix and an energic nun. Let me go so that I might see, or let me go and let me see, b'terem amut, before I die. Call imperfect from mut. Alright, and so that finishes up that episode. And we will pick it up next week with chapter 46. Thank you very much.